Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven. Yeah.
Our next guest is a bona fide Hall of Famer, already in the Radio Hall of Fame. You know him as Mad Dog. He has his own network. He is part of one of the most successful teams ever. But before we get to that, let me give you the latest news. Kalen DeBoer is the new Alabama head coach. This is his resume. He has been at Washington, Fresno State, Indiana. He won a national championship at Sioux Falls. Great player in his time at a different division, and he's about to be headed to Tuscaloosa. The doggy has arrived. We are so excited.
How's my buddy? How's my main man? How you doing?
We are doing great. I know you just finished a marathon session on your network, but we are thrilled to have you. I mean, I don't even know where to begin. I mean, I know that.
Oh, I love you. Paul, you are a good man. I love those Wednesdays there, of course, on our little shows there on First Take. I have been following you for a long time. Never had you on because our shows are at the same time of the day, so it's very tricky to have you on. I did have you on this summer when you came on in August for me. I remember that. But I have been a subtle fan for a long time, and this is going back, 10, 15 years. And at SEC, you know it, and college football better than anybody. And it's a delight to be on. It's great to have you with us. Great to be on with you today, and it's great to have you with us when you came on a couple days ago. So great to have you aboard. Go ahead. You take it away now. Sure.
Doggy, I mean, you've had an amazing career and a long time. Francesca were really the top show in New York. But when you started all this, what was in your mind, and how did you set out to become what you have obviously become now?
Well, I was lucky, Paul, because I went to Jacksonville, Florida in 1983 to get a job, to have a job in AA as a salesman / play-by-play guy of the Jacksonville Suns AA baseball team in Jacksonville, Florida, in the Southern League. I actually thought I was going to be the next Vin Scully. I had gone to the winter meetings 6 months after I graduated college, and I went. Those were in Hawaii in December of '82, and the job they ended up getting was with the Suns. I met the executives out there. They said, "Why don't you come to Jacksonville? You can sell." And in the process of that, if you are successful, we'll make you the play-by-play guy of the baseball team. We do 150 games a year. I said, "Geez, I was looking for a job anyway." Play-by-play was where I wanted to go. I grabbed it, and lo and behold, in 6 weeks, they fired me. So I had sold $1,250 worth of merchandise, season tickets, ads in the annual program, billboard advertising, and they were looking for a hotshot salesman. Plus, I think they got a little worried about me being the play-by-play guy of their games, and they brought me in a Friday afternoon, and they fired me. Make a long story short, in that process of working for them for 6 weeks, I had run across a radio station in Jacksonville called WEXI, 1280 AM on the dial. It was a dawn-to-dusk radio station, so it started at 6 a.m. and closed at 6 at night. It was in a shopping mall right on University Boulevard in Jacksonville. I walked into the door that next day, and they hired me as a sales guy. So I had the weekend off. I got to work on Monday, and their announcer, their sports morning guy, and the guy who did a sports show at night amidst the dawn to dusk aspect, daylight savings time, left to take a job with the NASL soccer team that was moving from Jacksonville to Washington. Talk about being in the right place at the right time. God sometimes looks after you, Paul. So the first day I start a new job after getting fired for 6 weeks, I end up at WEXI, and the sports guy leaves, and I become the sports guy at WEXI, which I was there for about a year. So I did morning sports, and I did weekend sports talk, and I sold. That was the first big break, and I realized then that the hell with the play-by-play, I'm a better talk show host. Gift of the gab, all that sort of stuff, history and knowledge of past events. So I went into the historical aspect of doing this, where I talked to the fans every day. We had two phone lines. And instead of worrying about being the great next play-by-play guy in baseball or the next Marv Albert, I became the next talk show host. So that break in Jacksonville got me started. That's the origins of it. And that was in February of 1983. That's 40 years ago. That's how long ago it was.
You've had to think about this because you've been honored so many times, including recently in the Hall of Fame. But you probably wouldn't get hired today with the way things are.
100% right, Paul. I'm sort of a unique listen anyway, where, you know, it's not going to be in a situation where if you're in a certain part of the country, my accent, my delivery might sort of turn you off a little bit. You're not quite sure of me. But I ended up in Orlando after my first year. And Orlando is sort of a cosmopolitan city. It's different than Jacksonville, which is sort of a North Florida, South Georgia city. Orlando is sort of a little more cosmopolitan. And I had a daily sports talk show in Orlando Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 at night. And the job I got after that was at WMCA in New York, 570 AM. You'll get a kick out of this. There was an ad in Broadcasting Magazine, this is in 85, that said, if you talk like a New York sports guy, another New York sports, send tape and resume to a certain firm. I had the damn tape in my car for a week, a Honda Civic, because I thought there was no chance I was going to get the job. And on that tape, I put an interview on there with John Cooper, who was the head coach, was at Arizona State, right? He's the head coach at Arizona State, and I think he had just won a big bowl game. And I sent that tape to Rick Scalar, who was consulting WMCA, and 5 weeks later, he called me up and tripled my salary, paid for the expenses, and I left Orlando to go to New York. Scalar put Howard Cosell on the air, and Scalar promoted the first Beatles tour at Shea.
Oh my goodness.
In 1965. How about that for a story? And Rick Scalar was a marathon runner, Paul. And before one of the marathons, he had a foot problem. He went to St. Roosevelt on the west side. Anyway, the anesthesiologist put the windpipe down the wrong windpipe, and he died of a heart attack on the operating table. Could you imagine that?
So, I mean, your career just takes off. You end up doing the afternoons with Francesca. That breaks up. And it was like, I mean, a lot of people thought you were dead when that thing broke up. And it's almost like you just began. What you have done since then is extraordinary.
Well, I was fortunate. I knew I could do the radio. Mike and I needed a break. We were there for 19 years. I needed a change of pace. Remember, the guy that hired me was Mel Karmazin, who was my old boss at WFAN in New York, and ran Infinity Broadcasting. So I felt very comfortable with him. They had Stern, so I knew they weren't going to go under, though they almost did. They had Stern, and he offered me Monday through Friday on that channel, paid me a lot of money, offered me money. That's part of it. Let's be honest. Monday through Friday, he said, do what you want. Run this channel the way you want to run it, and go do a talk show. And do the way you want to do it. And so I felt confident, like you do, Paul. I mean, you're very confident in what you do. You know what you're talking about. I was in the same way. I felt confident that if you gave me a radio station to put together and give me a talk show, I would be able to find an audience. And that's the whole deal. You got to find an audience. And I knew that some fans would follow me over, not a lot, but a few. And I knew that once you got used to me being a sports guy that I am, that the fan in Tuscaloosa, Charlotte, Walla Walla, Washington, who like sports, they would find me. And so I just had a lot of confidence in myself. But that was a gamble in my life at that point. I was 48 years of age. That was a gamble, but I had also, I really had nothing to lose. They paid me a lot of money, so it wasn't a financial gamble. It was really a career gamble. And you're right. For about a year or two, I went away. Nobody knew who I was. Nobody knew where I was. But I was fortunate, right? Things hit, throwing a little TV. And then, of course, I got you now with the First Take. That's a huge hit, too. I've been lucky in my career. You know how it goes. You got to get a little luck. And I've had some luck.
And Dog, the thing with First Take, I mean, when it first was announced, I mean, there was shock. And you know what everybody said. But, I mean, you're now like one of the must-see things on television. Did you just take the same approach into that with somebody like Stephen A?
Well, remember, and you know Stephen A really well, you know, he grew up in Hollis, Queens, and he's about 10 years younger than me, and he grew up as a Mike and the Mad Dog fan. So, you know, he knew what he was getting when he called me one day to come down to do a couple of segments on the Hall of Fame, Clemens and Bonds. And I did that Clemens and Bonds thing. This is two Januaries ago, Paul. I did the Clemens and Bonds things right around now, January 15th of 2022. You know, they called me up the next day, and in 2 days we had a deal for the year together because I have the gift of gab. You know that. I can debate anything. You know that. And although I might be, geez, who is this old guy going to come on, yell? You probably didn't quite know how to handle me right away.
No.
I'm going to have fun. I'm not looking to dominate. Share the microphone. And I knew that if I just went on there and did my thing, that, you know, people would, you know, not everybody would love me, but I knew that Stephen A, the dynamic would work. They give me everybody to work with. I love the college football. You probably didn't realize how much I love the college football. I love interviewing people. So in a lot of ways, it was a perfect thing for me. And it was a renaissance. Let's face it. I'm 63 years of age. Who gets that second chance? Well, get a chance like that at 62, 63 years of age. So everything just kind of hit it. It was a perfect storm. Everything hit at the perfect time for me. And big break.
I mean, what I admire so much, and I'm a couple of years older than you, but the energy that you manufacture, it's real. And then you go do a show for 5 hours.
Yeah, I mean, that's God-given. Now you have to be enthusiastic. You have to have passion. That's the most important thing. You got to, being a talk show host, Paul, you know what the biggest thing you have? You got to be a salesman. Because you got to sell what you are interested in, and you got to sell your own personality so people will listen. You know, you have to be a salesman. And my father was a good salesman, and I got that from him. You know, he had that big gregarious personality where people just kind of liked him. And I think, and he was authentic. And I think what I got from him, and he died in 2013. He was a big Yankee fan. I think what I got from him was authenticity. Because whatever you say about me, and you know me now well enough that you would agree, I'm real. You know, I'm not a phony. You may not agree with everything I said. It might be too loud, too noisy, but you can't say I'm a phony. I go on here and I tell you what I think. That's the bottom line. Whether it's gummies, whether it's betting, whatever it might be, I'm real when I'm on that TV and on the radio. And I think people are drawn to that, especially in this day and age where there's not a lot of that going on. I think that's an advantage that we have.
And before you go, and you've translated this, I mean, you and Howard Stern are a regular duo. You used to be on Letterman all the time. I mean, these are crossing over into other areas are difficult, and you've mastered it.
Well, I tell you what, it really taught me something, and I'm glad you brought up Letterman. You know, I was on 37 times with Letterman from 1991 to 2013. And when you go on that many times with him, that's 24 years, 25 years, you got to make him laugh in a 7-minute thing. And you got 6-7 minutes to work with. And I mastered how to do that. And I think that helps me here. Talk quickly, get my point across, make a lot of something out of very little time. And I think the Letterman experience helped me. Plus, he liked to make fun of me. You know, he liked to, you know, who is this? You ever see the first appearance that I ever was on with Dave? In this February of 91, he calls me Donald Duck. You probably haven't seen that. He calls me Donald Duck. And I was almost like a prop for Dave, where he used my antics to make himself look funny. And I don't have any problem with that. Whatever I can do, and I feel the same way with you and Stephen A when you're on. My job in a lot of ways is to make Stephen A's job easier. My job when you come on is to get you going, and you and I have a good debate about the college football. My job with Dave is to make him, you know, have fun for 6-7 minutes. That's how I kind of look at a lot of the responsibility that I have. I really do. And I can't tell you how much I enjoy you. And you and I are as different as the day is long. but you, there's something about you and your delivery that I get, and you're not afraid. You say what you want to say, and I've always admired that. Really have.
Well, I'll let you get out of here. I know it's been a long day, but I feel. Listen, I didn't know what to expect. The first couple of appearances with you, it wasn't train wreck because it was entertaining, but it did take me a while to figure you out, even though I'm still working on that.
Yeah, I think so. And you're on every day. You do this every day, 3 to 7. Is that your time slot every day?
Yes, correct.
That is not, and you're out of Charlotte. You're doing this out of Charlotte?
Right.
Not that easy. That's 4 hours, 20 hours a week. Is it all SEC football and basketball, or do you do all the sports?
Yeah, we do everything, but you know that's the main party line here is college football.
College football. So even in the middle of March, you do a lot of college football.
Oh yeah, I mean day of the Final Four. I mean we're talking whether Nick Saban's going to win another championship.
Were you shocked like everybody else was that Saban retired?
I was a little surprised, but I mean you could see it coming, and you understand you're certainly many years younger than Saban, but you get to a certain point, you start to see it in their eyes.
Really, and you're at the Rose Bowl, so you began to see it there.
Little bit.
Excellent.
Hey.
Boy, you're the best. Keep me posted, pal.
I can't thank you enough. Dog, enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
You got it, pal.
The great Chris Russo. What a treat that was to talk to him. And what a career, too. By the way, we have some news about Kalen DeBoer when we come back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Are you tired of uncomfortable, stuffy clothing when you're on the move? Task Performance is here to revolutionize your active lifestyle. Crafted with their innovative organic cotton and bamboo fabric blend, Task Performance's Carrollton Collection is TASK's all-time most popular activewear. TASK's Carrollton collection is breathable, moisture-wicking, and provides USPF 50+ sun protection, keeping you fresh, cool, and comfortable all day long. TASK has harnessed the natural performance qualities of bamboo to deliver amazingly soft and durable apparel produced in an ethical and sustainable manner. Whether you're hitting the gym or on the trail, the golf course, traveling, the office, or just around town, TASK's Carrollton collection will help you feel better, move better, and live better. Available in dozens of colors. See what better looks like at TASKPerformance.com. Use code SPORTS to get 20% off. That's code SPORTS at TASKPerformance.com. TASK, creating the most comfortable performance apparel on the planet.
And we have a coach in Alabama. It is official because Greg Byrne has said the plane has left Seattle. I'm not really sure what are we looking at there in that picture. Oh, Archibald's. I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch. I just thought it was some old shack somewhere, which it is. So Alabama has a new head football coach. It is now official. Kalen DeBoer will succeed Nick Saban as the new coach. That's a mouthful when you consider the last 17 years. Let's get back to the calls here, get some more reaction. And Dog is up next, another dog, Swamp Dog, after Doggy. Good afternoon.
Hello, Mr. Feinbaum. How you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Been a very informative show today. I learned a lot today, watching your show today. There's a lot of news. What I want to talk to you about, there was a comment that you made, and a point that you made as Nick Saban retired and how it related to his final season. You were talking about how much importance it was to win that SEC championship game and to stop Georgia from making history like they was trying to do. And he would go out. He's going out as the SEC champion, and he stopped a team like that from doing what they was trying to do. And to me, that's a pretty good way to ride
Dog,
out.
I think that is sunset. When Nick Saban started to think about this even in more depth and detail, because think about what the perception of Saban would have been had Kirby Smart pulled that three-peat off. Suddenly, he's the new king of the SEC, and Saban didn't have anybody challenging that position at the very end. Thank you very much for the call. I think that's a really interesting point. Let's check in with I-Man on this Friday night.
Oh, say it ain't so. Say it ain't so. We got DeBoer. He's elite. He's elite. He's offensive mind. He's elite. He's a black hat. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You know, you got to love it when Jim Harbaugh just beat the hell out of the last Alabama coach and the new coach. I mean, just beat the hell out of both of them. I mean, what bookends would you have on your shelf for that? I mean, it's amazing. What was this fella, about fourth or fifth on the list? I mean, everybody turned him down.
I don't know. I mean, there were a couple of names that were mentioned before his.
Oh, absolutely. Like I told you, third or fourth on the list. I mean, be honest. I mean, you're amongst friends here. It's just Black Hat Day. It's just Black Hat Day. We're communicating, ain't we? It's Will. This is Will stuff. I mean, this is amazing. This is amazing. I mean, oh, we were sitting here waiting for 7 2 hours. We're going to have a coach. We're going to have a coach. Oh, look at that. Look at yonder. Look at yonder. Look down there in the holler. He hollering, dude, bring the baloney. Bring the baloney. This is hogwash, Paul Feinbaum. I mean, this,
I don't know.
This
I mean,
is
you sound a little nervous about DeBoer. Sounds like you Auburn folks are running for cover.
No, nobody's running for cover. Y'all on your third or fourth guy on your list because you can't. You're not good enough to get what you want. I mean, you talk the last. You run the last fella off. I mean, you run him out of there. I mean, he saw it coming. He left before they actually had to tie him up and drag him out. And now you're having to tie this guy up and drag him in. It won't be long. He'll get here. And it'll be, ooh, this is too much. It's too much for me. I got to go. Got to do something else. I mean, Paul, this is a bunch of hogwash story. And I know the Bammers they're just pleading their little hearts out. And I feel so bad for them. I'm extending an olive branch in friendship and kindness. No, I'm not. Have a good day, Wardale Eagle.
We are now getting reports from Chris Lowe that Greg Byrne and the new head coach will be back in Tuscaloosa in, what, about 4 hours? And there will be a team meeting. So it is now official. Nick Saban's can move on, exit, stage right, and DeBoer is the new Alabama head coach. He will meet with his team later tonight. Let's check in with Alan in Alabama. Hello, Alan.
Hey, Paul, how you doing this afternoon? Roll Tide.
Thank you.
Hey, now, I grew up with Bear Bryant. I went through Ray Perkins. I went through them three Mikes at Alabama. What a lot of these people now don't realize is the absolute mess Alabama was in after the Bear passed, and then we had Gene Stallings come in and save us for a few years, and then we had an absolute debacle. Then they went out and made the major hire, and then we've got 17 years of great football. So, long story short, what do you think about? Do you think really a lot of this stuff just smoke and mirrors and media pumping ideas? And they had DeBoer lined up from the whole start. They were just finalizing everything. What do you think, Paul?
I do not believe that at all. I believe that there were a couple of serious candidates. I think Greg Byrne met with a few of them. Told reliably he met with Norvell either yesterday or this morning and then took off to Washington. And He landed his guy. I mean, I think if there was a if it had been smoke and mirrors and this had been a done deal, I think you would have seen an announcement early this morning to get a move, because time is critical. Every hour that goes by, you run the risk of another player hitting the portal or bailing out. So I really do believe it took 48 hours, and that's very quick. We'll take a break. More reaction to the DeBoer hiring right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine, especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups and sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up and power your buys and tries the right way or de-stress with some cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Got some basketball tomorrow. Auburn's on a roll right now. LSU takes on the Tigers. Again, a 10 o'clock Eastern, that would be 9 in Tuscaloosa. Team meeting has been called. We'll find out who wants to meet the new coach on a Friday night. Sorry, coach, I got plans. Let's go to CJ in Virginia up next. Hello, CJ.
Paul, hey, thanks for taking my call. It's great to talk to you again. I know the last time we talked about 2 months ago, I was pretty angry, but it's a new day. I've been watching your show since the news broke, and it's been a great week watching your show. You've had some great shows.
Thank you.
I can't believe I'm saying this. I kind of have a different take than I, man, but, you know, Larry has dogged me on this show. Legend has been a bane in my side listening, but I want to give Larry Legend and the whole Bama gang a big SEC brethren hug. I know it's been an emotional, raw week, and I mean that. I mean, I can tell it's been, you know, I heard the news. I think Chris Lowe broke it at 4:06. I got a text at like 4:10 saying, you know, Nick Saban retiring. Of course, I only half believed it, to be honest with you. And I went to the gym later, and I caught your show, you know, as you were breaking it. But, man, I tell you, I think, you know, most LSU fans with levity, there's two sides of the spectrum here for us, and I'm sure you've heard this. I mean, you know, this is a man who really helped build us up, greatest coach of all time. And, of course, he left us. Yeah, I got pictures of him holding my younger son when he was at LSU. We were very hyped about Nick Saban back in the day. And then you can understand, you know, for a better part of two decades, this greatest coach of all time and his team has tormented us for all this time.
No, CJ, I agree. Listen, I'm glad you're back on the program. You be well, and thanks for calling tonight. AJ is up next.
Inspector Feinbaum. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Hey, you know that guy right there just called in? He was talking about working out at the gym. Well, why ain't you at the gym? How about working on your damn calls, because they're very weak? But look, Paul, let me tell you this.
A doggy.
You know, Mad Dog or Bulldog a while ago, that was a good interview. He said one key thing that triggered me that kind of describes you. Said, you know, if you want to be a talk show host or television host, whatever, sports show host, you got to have you got to be a salesman, and you're a salesman, Paul. You're quite savvy in that area. So sell to me why this is a home run hire.
Let me tell you, better yet, let me quote some of our guests today. Would you accept that?
Yes, sir.
Bruce Feldman said he's the he'll be the most authentic coach in the SEC. Another coach, another guest said he's out of this world offense. Another coach said that he was a great baseball player in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Hit 37 home
and
runs.
Another guest said that he will be able to lean on Nick Saban. So that's a compilation of what we've heard so far about Coach DeBoer.
Oh, so Saban's just going to walk
One more thing. Cole Kubelik and Jordan Rogers said both said the same thing. Home run higher.
Well, you know why Lane Kiffin is not there, don't you?
I don't.
I mean, really and truly, we all know. I mean, you know, I'm not going to get too in depth with it, but all I will say is the reason Lane Kiffin is not hired at Alabama and on a plane leaving Ole Miss, broke Ole Miss right now, is because Kristen Saban's child support checks kept bouncing.
Okay,
wore down Eagle.
Okay, enough of that nonsense. I mean, the guy. We're having fun, and he just, what's the phrase I can use? Yeah. Can't use it. Bubba is up next in North Carolina. Hello, Bubba.
Yeah, you can use it, Paul. AJ, shut the hell up. They don't know about it. He's got the audacity to give CJ a hard time about his phone call. Really? Woo. You got to be kidding me, Paul. But I'll tell you, I can't believe Legend didn't bring this up. You know why Lane Kiffin's not coming to Tuscaloosa, don't you?
I do not.
Yeah, Legend blocked it, dude. He was
Legend,
so scared. They
Legend
were
said,
Pete
you're not
Golden
coming,
back.
Coach.
He threw a fit, dude. He threw a fit like the Tennessee fans threw on the Shiano hire. He blocked it. But honestly, Paul, there was no perfect hire after Nick. You can tell the Alabama fans are pretty nervous, even Legend. I'm like you. He didn't sound overconfident. You know, they're hoping for the best. The wheels won't come off the bus till they lose a few football games. Then we'll see what happens in Tuscaloosa.
And Bubba, I've covered a few coaching hires, maybe with one exception, and even after a couple of days, fan bases coalesce. You follow politics, so you'll have a primary, and everybody hates the other guy, and everybody talks about what a trash guy he is. And then at the convention, everybody hugs and sings Kumbaya. Same way with a coaching hire. This is just a normal procedure. I happen to think it's a good hire, but there are questions, and there would have been questions about every coach imaginable. Billy is up next in Philly. Hey, Billy.
Hi, thanks, Paul. First of all, it was a great interview with Mad Dog.
Thank
and
you.
And I think that it's good to hear from somebody who's not really a star, who's not really gifted. I mean, his learning how to be a success is something that we can all take something from. He's not a genius. He did it just by hustling. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about was Belichick and Saban. I think the Saban contribution was gigantically more important than anything that Belichick did. And Belichick was not without fame and wealth for all the very good reasons. But first of all, professional franchises in sports are a billionaire's play yard. Nobody else can get in. And what you're doing is you're making a billionaire even richer. You're certainly making the fans happy. I mean, I'm glad that New England is happy. They got a great team and all that stuff. They made Tom Brady a celebrity. Nick Saban went way farther than that. He made the university a target school for thousands of out-of-staters who pay premium prices to go there. He made Alabama the number one football team to beat. And I'm sure that players who play against Alabama and won games against Alabama were telling their children and their grandchildren about it. No public figure, no senator, no governor, no one could have done more for Alabama than Saban did. And it's not just Alabama, it's the whole South and their whole football attitude. I think it's terrific. I think what he contributed is gigantic. I think Belichick was a great coach, but he's not in Saban's class as a contributor to society.
Billy, what you said about the academic part, I've heard, been on that campus a few times. I've heard that from administrators. I've heard that from almost everyone. It was the single biggest moment in that school overall in generations, and I'm not going to go way back because I don't know the history of Alabama before I arrived, but that is a really well thought of and highly regarded academic institution, and it has a lot to do with what you just said, Nick Saban. We'll take a break. More to come right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
How about this? Jocelyn Moore. This is going to be some meat. Luisa Blanco, one of the all-timers. Straight ahead. Jimmy is in Chicago. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, Paul. Well, I got to tell you, when the announcement came regarding Saban on Tuesday and they started mentioning names, first thought in my mind occurred when I remembered that almost at this exact time last year, Saban had interviewed Ryan Grubb,
right,
DeBoer's offensive coordinator, and actually offered him the job, and he turned it down. And that had to tell you right there that Saban really liked his scheme. And Grubb has been with DeBoer at all of his coaching stops. I'd be surprised if he's not the new coach at Washington. But it just told you right there that there might be something there combined with the incredible job he did at Fresno State in just 2 years. And people forget that 2 years ago when he went to Seattle, Washington was coming off that dumpster fire 4-8 season when Jimmy Lake had become the coach, the longtime defensive coordinator, and it just fell apart. And he comes in and immediately, 25-3, just incredible. And he's 3-0 against Lanning, 2-0 against Sark. And I just don't know how you could have made a better hire, just considering your first Power 5 job and how he turned a program that's had a great history like that around immediately. And just offensively, he produces NFL
players. No, Jimmy, you're right about all that. And
I
think that's why he got the job. And Greg Byrne is a preeminent AD. He just didn't just close his eyes. Hey, thanks for the call.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.